Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about self-control, and self-control isn't, I'm going to grit my teeth and I'm going to muster this up, and no, self-control is a fruit of God's Spirit. It's the outcome of you being in a relationship with God. And so what it is what used to control me doesn't control me anymore. I used to have a bad temper. I no longer have a bad temper. I used to be triggered by these certain scenarios, and it would cause me to go into depression. Doesn't happen anymore. Amen. Are you listening to me? Because you are operating in the fruit of God's Spirit, the new creation. You see this? And this is what God calls us to. So now, we're going to talk about reigning in life today. We're supposed to reign in life. That means you rule over sin. Sin doesn't rule over you. And folks, that's something we can do. God has called us to it, and we're going to show it to you. Now, we read our vision. Vision brings clarity. Clarity reveals what you are supposed to be doing. And clarity reveals what you are not supposed to be doing. That's why you're supposed to have a vision. Clarity reveals vision. So if you don't have a vision, you're doing a lot of things probably that are keeping you from progressing in life. But when you have God's vision, now you begin to see things the way He sees it, and it changes. Now, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. Now listen, you must be willing to accept that you will not always get appreciation from people you want it from. But now listen. But God will make sure you get it from those who you're supposed to get it from. Did you hear that? Appreciation. Folks, I'm telling you, we're talking about ruling and reigning. Give me Romans chapter 5 real quick. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, death means separation. Separation from God. That's what death means. Death no longer is part of a person that's walking in life. See, you're living in a body. You're a three-part being. When your body dies, you exit. You go somewhere. You either go to heaven or you go to hell. That's the way it is. There's no in-between place. And God did not create hell for people. God created hell for Satan and his demons and fallen angels. So God doesn't send anybody to hell. We send ourselves by rejecting Jesus. Yes. You see that? We send ourselves there by rejecting God's plan and purpose for our life. So what he's talking about there is death reigned. Separation from God was ruling. Before I was born again, I got saved at age 25. I was just meandering through life. I didn't know how to be a father. I didn't know how to do life. Making sense? But when I got saved, the dots started to come together in life. God began to show me who I am. Your identity. This is all about identity. That's why there's an identity crisis in America. You see this? That's why they're doing all this stuff with the different restrooms and all. That's not healthy. When you know who you are, you know which one to go to. Amen? Amen. So now look. We're talking today about being a peacemaker. And that's really what God has created us all to be, is a peacemaker. So if we're going to be a peacemaker, we're going to have to understand peace. And peace only comes from God. Peace only comes from God. It can't come from anywhere else, because God is the author of peace. And God is a God of peace. Now think about this. Paul was in prison in Philippians, and he was put in prison for nothing more than just preaching the gospel. And he says this. He's got guards breathing down his neck and guards guarding him. And he says, rejoice in the Lord always, in Philippians 4:4. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice? What's there to rejoice about? You know what Paul was showing us? That no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation is, you can have joy in the middle of it. No matter what's going on in your life, you can have true joy when you are connected to God. And that's what life means, connected to God. Death means separation from God. When you are connected to God and you're walking in righteousness, you begin to reign in life. And that's what God's calling us all to, is to reign in life. Now look at this. Paul was so focused and so, I mean, he was so wanted to minister the gospel and help people come to Christ, because he knew the outcome if you didn't catch it, right? So now look, the reason why he said rejoice, he's letting them know, my mission is not going to be disturbed and distracted by my condition, situation, or circumstances. Pay attention. In other words, irritability and frustration are not going to be my overflow. Irritability and frustration will overflow from you and get on people that are the closest to you. Did you hear what I just said? And that's the way it is. When you're irritable and frustrated all the time, it gets on people. And that's what you're putting out. That's what you're putting out. But Paul wasn't going to put that out. Didn't matter about his circumstances. You see that? He said, rejoice. Don't you like that? And that's the way we can live. We can live that way. That's the way we're going to live. That's the way the church is supposed to live. We're supposed to prove to the world the will of God. That's the will of God. Are you with me? So, it talks about that in Philippians chapter 4. Now think about this. He says, pray. He says, be anxious for nothing. He doesn't want us to be anxious, worried, full of fear. He says, be anxious for nothing. Pray without ceasing. Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. The word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. So when you go to God, see, that's what he's saying. Be anxious for nothing. You're supposed to go to God with what you're anxious about. You're supposed to talk to God with what you're anxious about, what you're worried about, what you're full of fear about. And when you go to him, he's going to give you solutions. Are you listening to me? Now, catch this. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to redirect our thoughts. Catching this? Peace does not come from right praying. Peace comes from right thinking. Now, this is spiritual warfare. So people are worried, are they going to have enough? People are worried, what's going to happen in our country? People are watching the news. Oh, they're just, everybody's worried about what's going on all over. When you know who you are in Christ, you're not going to be worried. You listen to me. You're going to know. When you're connected to the body of Christ, you're going to be stable. It says in Isaiah 33, verse 6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. And that's a prophecy from Isaiah. Every prophecy he's prophesied has come true. And that prophecy was for today. Wisdom, God's wisdom, and God's knowledge will make you stable in the times we're living in. Now think about this. So spiritual warfare is what's going on in your thinking. You paying attention? I always tell the church to pay attention Because if they don't pay attention now, it's going to cost them more than they can afford later. Now look, it isn't just fighting not to feel bad. It isn't just fighting not to feel bad. It's fighting not to think about the thoughts that are making me feel bad. Did you catch that? It's not just fighting not to feel bad. It's fighting not to think about the thoughts that make me feel bad. And you can do that by the choice you make. After he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. And then he says, finally means here's the solution. Whatsoever things are true, it has to be true. If it's going to bring peace, it has to be true. It has to be true. Can't be a lie. Can't be exaggerated. It has to be true. Now think about this. Donnie and I went to that conference last weekend, and there was traffic everywhere. And it was probably, say, 4 o'clock, you know, so there was a lot of traffic going on in Columbus. And we were on this road, and you could see that this big arrow said you had to get over. So we had to get over to one lane, and it was moving slow. But now when we got up to the intersection, there was a little lady, little woman, with a police officer uniform on, with a badge, directing all that traffic. You're coming this way, now you got to go this way. You see that? Because she was authorized. Are you listening to me? She could control those cars and the direction. That's the way it is. You've been authorized in your thoughts. When you direct them to the truth, you're always going to get to the destination that God is trying to get you to. Did you get that? But you have to make the choice. You have to make the choice to get that wrong thinking out. That's your choice. Okay, the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And it's peace that guards and protects your mind. God has authorized you to control your thoughts. You see that? You can choose what thoughts to think. So the negative ones are flying in. You say, not today. I'm going to be like that police officer. You're going to go this way. You're going the other direction. I'm going God's direction. You see that? That little police officer had authority because she was authorized by the state. You with me? That's the way it is in you, in the spiritual realm. You've been authorized by God. Spiritual. He said, I've given you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And by no means shall anything harm you. You see that? You have spiritual authority when you understand who you are. Listen, facts don't change the truth. Truth changes the facts. The facts are, you may feel alone. The truth is, you're never alone.
Amen.
The facts are, you may feel like you are losing. The truth is, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord, forever. Are you catching that? The facts are, you may feel like you are getting ready to lose everything. The truth is, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Did you get that? That's the truth. That's why he wants you to focus on him and focus on the truth. Because he's got everything you need for what you need. He's got all your supply for everything you need in life. Now look, Jesus said this. He said in John 14:27, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now look at this. Not as the world gives. So this peace, he brings the distinction. This peace isn't from the world. It's only from Jesus. Peace can only come from Jesus. Jesus has been authorized with peace. He's the Prince of Peace. It says in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son has been given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Are you listening to me? You see, when you are in a church, the body of Christ, and you are growing and maturing in the things of God, you are on a mission, a co-mission. Remission is when you get saved. Submission is when you're in the church. And now, when you go to work, you're on co-mission. He's in the mission with you. That's what co means. He's with you because you're learning in submission. You're willing to submit to his word and his will and his ways. Now you take that to your work. He's with you. He's whispering, telling you how to govern your life, how to govern your responses, how to govern your words, how to do your job better. Everything better. Am I making sense? That's the Great Commission. People think the Great Commission is just going out and telling people about Jesus. Great Commission is how you treating your wife, how you treating your husband. When you treat them the way God says, you got paradise. Am I making sense? Donita and I are in a bless me contest. We were giggling in the kitchen this morning. Am I making sense? You paying attention? Last week we were at Waffle House. Don't you like the Waffle House? I know some of you probably don't, but I like it. I like the people that go in there. You got everything coming up in there. I like that. What are you laughing at? You got everything up in here, and you're part of it. This is what heaven's going to look like. Now think about this. We were in there eating, Donnie and I, and we just enjoy each other's company. We just enjoy each other all the time. And we're sitting in there and eating and enjoying it. When we got done, we're laughing and giggling again and just having fun. There was somebody sitting in the booth next to us. All of a sudden, he stands up. He walks over. "I'm going to the divorce court on Monday. I've never met him before. I've never seen him before. I didn't know him from Adam." He said, "I'm going to the divorce court." I said, "Oh my, I could feel it." I said, "Let me ask you, what church do you go to?" "Oh, I grew up in church. I know all about church. Church of God. I know all about church." "Okay. I'm getting it. I'm picking it up. Are you with me?" And so he said, "Yeah, I was raised in church, in and out of church." I said, "Oh, you don't go anywhere now?" "Oh, no, I haven't been in years. My wife doesn't want to go. She's Catholic and doesn't want to go." "Nothing wrong with Catholics?" That's what she said. And so I thought, well, here's the answer. I said, "You need to get back in church and start working on who you are. And get her in there with you. Because marriage is for God created marriage. And for that thing to work, you got to understand the blueprint. That's the Bible. You see that? And you start submitting to each other. It's like, dude, you start getting your needs met. All of them, big boy. All of them, all the time, big boy. Yeah, I'm talking to you men. You know what I'm talking about. Everything you think about, that's it. We get it real up in here. We got some visitors today. It's going to be all right. So now think about this. That's the way it is. That's the way God wants it. He wants you to enjoy your life, your marriage. But you know what? If you're trying to do it without marriage and you think you're going to jump in bed with something, and that's not going to fly. That'll make you miserable than a goose in a hailstorm all the time. But when you understand, you start doing it God's way. It's like, this is exciting. And marriage is the picture of Christ and the church. When people see your marriage, they see something different. Just like that guy. I never met him before. He saw something different. And he saw we were. And he came home and started telling us everything. Oh, he told us a bunch more. I'm not even going to repeat everything. But here's one of the things he kept saying. 11 diamond rings and 3 new cars. Still wants a divorce. 11 diamond rings and 3 new cars. You see what? You can't buy somebody. Here's what the problem was. He had a fear of rejection. And he wasn't dealing with any of his problems. And she was just causing him to tap dance around everything and get everything she wanted. Am I making sense? But when you get in the Word of God, you don't need no diamond rings. You don't need rings on your finger and bells on your toes. You might put a earring in your nose, ho ho, but that's okay. That's all right. Is that okay? I said it's okay. So I'm just having, you gotta have a little fun. So now look, that's the way it is. When you understand, things change. That's why he says, in all you're getting, get understanding. He says, get understanding. In Proverbs 4:7, in all you're getting. He says, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, and deliver you from the evil way. And deliver you from the evil way. That word deliver means to set free. He sets you free from the wrong way because you're getting some understanding. You see that? Now think about this. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. His peace only comes from Jesus. Peace doesn't come from anywhere else. Ever since Adam and Eve in the garden, they had peace with each other and they had peace with God. When sin entered into the garden, conflict and war came in. Are you with me? Conflict and war came in the garden when sin came in. Now, you and I, as believers, are called to be peacemakers. So give me Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. That word blessed, it means happy. Happy. Don't you like that? You know, God didn't create you to be miserable. God wants you to be happy. If you're not happy, it's because you don't have peace in some areas of your life. When you're happy, you bring righteousness in. Righteousness produces peace. Righteousness produces peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. And when you bring righteousness, into your family. If your family is in strife and conflict all the time, it's because you need to get righteousness in there. If your finances are, if you got a war in your finances, you can't pay your bills, you need to get righteousness in there and watch God work. If you're always upset and angry inside, you need to get righteousness working in your life because righteousness produces peace. You have been created to be a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper. See, that guy at the Waffle House was a peacemaker. I used to be a peacemaker. Try to make my wife happy. You can't make anybody happy. You got to bring happy to the marriage. See that? When both of you are bringing happy, woohoo, you got paradise. You see that? Because I'm not putting expectations on you that you can't meet. Did you hear that? When you understand, wow, does it change things? Now think about this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. If we're going to talk about peace, we got to know what it is. In the garden, it began with peace. Now listen to me. And in Revelation, it ends with peace. It started with peace, and it ends with peace. Forever. That's why we need to understand what peace is all about. When sin came into the world, conflict came. Conflict is the result. War and conflict is the result of sin. Think about this. It says in Revelation that the lion and the lamb will lie down together, and there will be peace forever. That's the new creation we were talking about earlier. We're the people who've been born again, they got baptized, they're going to work for the Lord for all of eternity. The new creation. New heaven and new earth. One day, when Jesus comes back, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. All this is going to be wiped away. Are you with me? And we're going to keep serving the Lord for all of eternity. That's good news. You're either going to serve the Lord for all of eternity or the devil for all of eternity. It's your choice. Amen? Now think about this. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. People reject peace that only God can produce. Only God can produce peace. Now listen to this. Over 3.6 billion people have died in war. Conflict came in when sin entered the world. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is the absence of the presence of Christ, of Jesus. Jesus is our peace. When you have Him, you have peace. And He's going to help you bring peace into every area of your life if you'll let Him. I don't care what the government's doing. I don't care what the gas prices are doing. When you understand what we're talking about, God will make a believer out of you. Am I making sense? Now look. Peace is the presence of righteousness. We can't make peace. We can know it. And His name is Jesus. Now listen. In Isaiah 33:16, then justice, remember Isaiah was everything he's prophesied has come to pass. Then justice will be in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. The word assurance means the removal of all doubt. You have no doubt that you are a child of God and you're going to have peace in your dwelling because you have a relationship with Him. Now listen, all doubts removed. For my people will dwell in peaceful habitations, in secure dwellings and quiet resting places. Can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.